cowboys drive 5 million cattle from Texas to the railroad in Kansas, the largest migration of livestock in U.S. history. But one simple invention will soon threaten the cowboy's entire way of life. Barbed wire. In just 20 years, 2.5 million new settlers flood into the West. New farms cover 500 million acres of open range. A new battle rages. Cattle rancher versus homesteader. Cowboys like Teddy Blue and farmers are on a collision course.
They'd plant a crop next to the trail. When the cattle got into their wheat, they'd come out waving a shotgun and yelling for damages.
Boundary disputes are violent, often deadly. One farmer is determined to find a cheap and effective way to keep livestock off his land. Joseph Glidden.
When we think about innovation in America, we often think about the big, audacious projects like the Apollo project. But there's another strain to American innovation, and that's the local inventor, an individual genius with some passion in the middle of the night coming up with that big, transformative idea.
In the fall of 1873, Glidden has a breakthrough. Using a coffee grinder, he crudely fashioned some steel barbs. His problem? How to secure them. Glidden's solution? Bind the barbs between two lengths of wire. His design cuts the price of fencing by 70%. Within 10 years, Glidden sells enough to go around the world 25 times. Carving the plains into countless ranches and farms, and blocking the cattle trails. The open range is closed forever.
This single invention made possible the settling of the West much sooner and more efficiently than it would have occurred otherwise.
Teddy Blue rides one of the last cattle drives to the railroad. The heyday of the cowboy on the open range lasts only 20 years. But settling the Great Plains will mark the end of one way of life